This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 114 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and this is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
We are here, and we're going to be reviewing John Carter. Now, of course, I put a poll on Instagram. We asked for you guys to vote on under-discussed action films, movies that maybe nobody really talks about. It could be for multiple reasons. Now, me and Alex, we're here to discover what they are. So, Alex, I've added a special question at the end of each one of these podcasts. I will ask you, if you think the film we review is underrated or properly rated. None of these are overrated, clearly, because no one talks about them. So underrated or properly rated. Now, before we get into any of that, of course, this movie, John Carter, it came out in 2012. This was a Disney movie and it was a huge flop. It had a really big budget and was a really big bomb. So we're going to go over all that in a second here. Alex, go ahead and let them know about this, the box office for this film.
All right, so John Carter for 2012, domestic $73 million, international $211 million for a worldwide total of $284 million on a budget, you ready for this? On a budget of $250 million, opening weekend was $30 million.
Yeah, so it made 280 something on a 250 budget, but that does not include marketing. So when you add in marketing, it's easily that Disney spent over $300 million on this movie and they lost money. So this was a notable flop and we're going to get into it and talk about why maybe it happened or if it deserved to. But before we do that, let's just give you a couple of Rotten Tomato scores here. So critics didn't love this movie and that might not have helped. This has a 52% critic score on Rotten Tomatoes. So it is rotten and audience score of 60%. Just fresh as far as the audience are concerned. So another one of those cases where the fans or just regular people seem to like it a little bit more than the critics did.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird. When it comes to Disney movies, you're going to always see it that way. Critics are always harsh for a lot of these movies. We kind of noticing it so far. It's a trend.
Yeah, that is true. So with all that said, we're going to throw that out the window. It doesn't really matter what those scores are because we're about to give you our scores. You know how this works. When I host, Alex gets to go first. So Alex, take it away. Lead character played by Taylor Kitsch playing the incredibly named John Carter. Take it away.
All right. So he was okay. I don't think he's a great actor. He's the one that played Gambit and I hated him. But I thought he was okay in this movie. He was decent. He was fun. I thought the character himself was fun. I liked the character, to be really honest with you. I thought the character was pretty good for me. I gave the character a 3 for the movie. I gave him a 3. I enjoyed the character, but I did not like the actor. I think if it was another actor, it would have been better. That would have been me.
Fair enough. Okay, so as far as that is concerned, I agree with you. I have the same exact score as you. I have a 3. The problem is the character's... There's something there, right? Like this is what people need to know about John Carter is that this is based off of Edgar Rice Burroughs serial stories and things like that from like the 1910s or 20s or something like that. Like these are super old properties. Edgar Rice Burroughs, of course, also the author of Tarzan, a very famous character. And so John Carter has been around for a long time. This was his first time making it to screen. I think the character's okay. I agree with you. I think he's not interesting, right? Like this Civil War soldier who doesn't want to be a soldier and his wife and daughter were killed. So he's very jaded. He's just like, I don't care anymore. Gets transported to Mars by accident. Doesn't know where he is. So it's you got the fish out of water element, which I always enjoy watching. And then the fact that he has like superpowers because he's used to Earth gravity. So on Mars, he can jump super high. He's like extra strong because he's used to the more gravity on Earth. But Taylor Kitsch is just not a good lead actor. He looks the part. He looks like he should be a lead actor until he opens his mouth. And then you're like, this guy's not a lead actor. So I don't like the casting. I think someone else could have been better. I gave him a 3 as well. Okay, main villain.
He was okay. The main villain was okay. I enjoyed him. He fought when he fought. And I think that actor is pretty good because I've seen him in other movies and he was really
Dominic
good.
West. Yeah. He was in 300.
Yes, that's where he was. He was good there. This movie, another miscast. I believe it was a miscast because then we got Mark Strong which was really good. And I wish he was the main villain, but technically he's not the main villain. But he's like a semi-villain, which I liked him. He was good. Yeah. But this guy, he was good. I gave him a 3. He was another 3 for me. I enjoyed him when he was on screen. He wasn't much on screen, but when he was pretty good. I just think if it was someone else.
Yeah, I agree. You know what's weird about this movie? Oh, I'll save it. But the casting, there's a lot of like
miscast,
odd casting choices. And it's like full of people who are not bad. It's just like maybe they should have switched roles or things like that. But anyway, yes, Dominic West plays the villain. Again, I agree with you. We have the same score. I gave him a 3. I think he could have been better if he had more screen time or if they developed his motivations more. You know what I mean? It seemed like he was just a puppet, which is never the best way to be if you're a villain, right? Like, because you have those bald guys, Mark Strong is like the leader of them, and they're kind of pulling the strings. And he is menacing, though. He's a good villain. He has like a face of a villain. Dominic West, he's just like, and maybe it's because of 300. It's just like, this guy should always be a bad guy. But he's physical. You know, he has a good physical presence and he fights and he's, you know, whatever. So I liked him okay. So far, the lead and the main villain are both like, they're okay, but they both could have been better. So I gave him a 3 as well. Okay, action scenes.
Oh, this movie got tons of good action. And this is, and I liked it because it was fun action. Not like I'm going to throw it here just to make a 250. Now, again, some of the action sequences and the CGI did not work for me. I was like, ugh, this is very dated from 2012. You could tell. But it was very Disney action. Like those typical Disney fun adventure action sequences. Again, if you had a really good lead in the movie and a good villain, I think this movie could have did way better in the action sequences. So I gave it a 5 because I like those Tarkin dudes or whatever the hell they called. I love those dudes. They were really good. And again, I'm a sucker for fantasy. So this was actually a pretty good, to me, it was a pretty good action.
The Tharks.
Yeah, the Tharks. Those were the dudes. Yeah.
They got four arms and 3 fingers. And
Yeah,
so you know what? I good point. It is a more of like a sci-fi fantasy style of action. So you get a lot of ships, you know, like cool looking ships and flying around. And the best action scene by far, and probably the best scene in the whole movie, is the scene where he's sending the girl away, like on the things, and he just jumps into like all those bunch of guys that are running at him in the desert. Oh my gosh. And he just starts like cutting them up with the swords, and there's like blue blood flying everywhere, and it's getting intercut with like him burying his wife back on Earth. Beautiful. I mean, it's like a really great scene, but the action in it is awesome. And it's PG-13. They're very smart. They have blue blood, so you could do tons of blood all over the place, but it's not red, so you won't get rated R. I love that scene. I love the dog, like the dog creature thing.
Yeah, he runs bad fast.
He was awesome. Yeah, he runs a million miles an hour, and then he jumps up and like bites that one dude. Awesome. But other than that, I gave it a 4. I'm a little lower than you. I gave it a 4. I think it's good. I think it's moments of truly inspired action, and then moments of kind of the safer Disney, you know, route, which is not always bad. These movies are aimed at as wide an audience as possible. So you got to take that into account. You know, they want you to be able to at least bring younger kids, and they're not going to have nightmares. You know what I mean? So it is what it is. So yeah, I gave it a 4. Okay. Story.
I like the story, dude. I thought it was a pretty good story. And it's funny because every day my wife sends a video out to the damn chat showing them that I passed out during this movie, but little do they know that I was up because of the baby. So I was just up all night. But honestly, when I rewatched it, I really liked the storyline. It was a very unique storyline. I love the fact the ending on how he planned everything out, and it worked out so well. I thought it was very, very awesome. I'm not going to spoil it much because a lot of people on the Patreon haven't seen it, so I don't want to spoil it. But I like the fact that he copies himself when he goes to Mars. When he gets transported, his body is wherever he is on Earth. And then when he gets, so if he dies on Mars, his copy dies on Earth. So I thought that was a very unique storyline, and how everything lines up. It's pretty cool. So I love the whole, like I said, I like the fantasy aspect. The girl with the blue eyes is hot. So
Lynn Collins.
Yeah, she's hot. So I was like, oh, okay, I'll go back to Mars for her. So I was like, I'll copy myself. So with that said, I gave it a 4. I thought it was a great storyline.
Okay, so she's, Lynn Collins is the lead female, and she's also, she was in X-Men Origins Wolverine. I actually don't like her as an actress at all. I think that's what I was going to say about as far as miscasting. Yeah. That should have been a better actress. She's not that good. She's pretty, but It's like, okay, but I don't know. I didn't like her too much. I don't know. This story's hit or miss for me. I like the movie. Don't get me wrong. I like this movie. I liked it when I saw it, and I still like it for the most part. But the storyline is where most of my issues lie. It's too convoluted. And, you know, a movie that came out earlier this year, Dune, right? I know you didn't love Dune, but I'm using it as an example. Because that's a film that it's longer than this one, but it's very dense. But I think they did a good job of explaining the world that you're in Dune.
Yeah.
This movie rushes through so much stuff that it's like, they just throw out all these names at you and they hope you remember everything. You know what I mean? Like, these guys got weird names and this other guy got weird names, and every person has a weird name and you're supposed to remember all these names. And then, like, these people are like the natives of the land, but then these other people are like people, but they're fighting for God knows why. And the other people are, they're flying, and then some are red and some are blue. And I'm like, I don't even know what's going on. All I know is that this guy, John Carter, doesn't know what's going on either. So in that way, I felt better. I'm like, neither of us know what's going on. It's a little convoluted. Once you get to the end and you kind of can put it together here and there, it's a bit better. So I don't think it's like a disaster, but I think it's a little messy as far as this script is concerned. Could have been better. And it would have been better. And honestly, I know it's like it's about 2 hours and 12 minutes. If it was 2.5 hours and they had a little more time to flesh things out, I think it could have been a true epic film. Instead, it's cut a little bit shorter. So I gave it a 3. For me, the storyline's a 3. I think there are elements that are really good, but also some elements that I just don't love. Okay, overall,
I gave it another 4. I really enjoyed this movie. I thought it was a fun movie. I thought it was a fun adventure / sci-fi. I mean, did it need a $250 million budget? No. I think you could have told a good story without that high of a budget. So with that said, if you were to recast in the main villain, the main hero, I think everything would have lined up perfectly. So I would have gave it. I still gave it a 4, but I think it would have went higher for me if it was better.
Yeah. So for me, so this is where we're going to talk about the casting. This movie has like a really, really good cast, but then it has a lot of people that are like in the wrong roles, right? So like Sirian Hines is in this as the main girl's father. He's an amazing actor, but he probably could have played a villain more than like a good guy, in my opinion. Then you have Bryan Cranston is in this movie. It's a small role, but Bryan Cranston shows up as like a Civil War general who's, you know, like over John Carter or whatever. But you got a great actor like that and he barely does anything. You know what I mean? Dominic West is cool, but Mark Strong should have been the main villain. I think I agree with you there. He's a better main villain. Taylor Kitsch should have been someone else. And I think Lynn Collins should have been someone else. I think both of the lead like romance should have been other people. And as far as the Tharks, Willem Dafoe should not be recast ever. Willem Dafoe should be able to be whatever he wants to be. He's a legend. With that said, I think this movie has some real moment. The cinematography is great. The cinematography is really good. It looks beautiful. I think the movie looks amazing. Yeah, it has a $250 million budget. And for me, for the most part, you can tell. It is a good looking movie. It's a good sounding movie. The score is really good. So I don't know. I know you collect vinyls. If you ever find like a red vinyl or something of John Carter, get it. Because the music is really good and it fits the movie with that adventure sci-fi kind of theme. So I like all that, but I dislike a few of the other things. It falls in the middle for me. I gave it a 3. I think it's a good movie that could have been amazing, but also it was working from behind the whole time, you know, because like all these other movies have come out and ripped off the source material already. Dune, Star Wars, and now this movie came after those. So now it looks like it's copying movies that are actually copying it, if that makes any sense. So yeah, it was a tough uphill battle for the movie. But anyway, before we get to the overrated or properly rated, what is your total score?
My total score is a 19 out of a 25.
19 out of 25. Okay, so mine is a 16 out of a 25. So both of my movies that we watched this week, you had a slightly higher. Sounds like you had a pretty good week. I had a pretty good week. I like both movies as well. So Alex, my question to you is, this is an under discussed action film, right? Sci-fi action film. Yeah. Do you feel like it is an underrated movie, or do you feel it deserves the lack of talk that it gets?
I think it's underrated.
Underrated? Okay. I think it is underrated in the sense of I don't think it deserved to bomb as hard as it did. I don't think it's great. Like, I don't think it's great by any means. I think it is good. But I agree with you. I think it is underrated overall. I'm surprised more people don't talk about John Carter at all, or they act like it's a terrible movie, because it's definitely not that.
I agree. I just think the $250 million budget, I think that's what hurt the film and the lead character.
Yeah, I could see that. So, all right. Anyway, that's John Carter. That's the first in our under-discussed action film. So next coming up next week, Transporter 2. We're going to be reviewing Jason Statham, Transporter 2. We did Transporter 1 this week. Next week, Transporter 2. And then our second under-discussed action film is going to be a little movie directed by Peter Berg, starring Jamie Foxx, Jennifer Garner. It's a movie called The Kingdom. I don't know if you've ever seen The Kingdom. We're going to be reviewing that one next week. You can, of course, if you're listening on the go, make sure you're already subscribed to us. You can find us on Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, everywhere where you get your podcast. We're there, Action Movie Guys. You can follow us on Twitter at Levels of Geeks. That is where we have our main hub and we do all our YouTube videos and things like that. Of course, you can follow me. I am Nate at Nateflix Reviews on Instagram. So yeah, give me a follow. I post about movies and I talk about movies and I review movies on there as well. As always, we thank you for listening. I am your host, Nate. That is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.